Chapter 2. 6 weeks of terror. The race to Nanking. The Japanese strategy for Nanking was simple. The Imperial Army exploited the fact that the city was blocked by water in two directions. The ancient capital lay south of a bend in the Yangtze River that first coursed northward and then turned to flow east. By converging upon Nanking in a semicircular front from the southeast, the Japanese could use the natural barrier of the river to complete the encirclement of the capital and cut off all escape. In late November, three parallel Japanese troops rushed toward Nanking. One force traveled west under the southern bank of the Yangtze River. Its troops poured into the Yangtze Delta through the Paimo Inlet, northwest of Shanghai, and along the Nanking-Shanghai Railway, where the Japanese Air Force had already blasted away most of the bridges. These troops were led by Nakajima Keisago, who had worked as a member of Japanese Army Intelligence in France, and later as chief of the Japanese secret police for Emperor Hirohito. Not much has been written about Nakajima, but what has been written is overwhelmingly negative. David Bergamini, author of Japan's Imperial Conspiracy, called him a small Himmler of a man, a specialist in thought control, intimidation, and torture, and quoted others describing Nakajima as a sadist who packed for his journey to Nanking special oil for burning bodies. Even his biographer, Kimura Kuninori, mentioned that Nakajima had been described as a beast and a violent man. Another force readied itself for a bold amphibious assault across Taihu, a lake situated halfway between Shanghai and Nanking. This force moved west from...